On September 11th?
9/11.
September 11th, 2001.
I had no idea what was happening.
I had no idea what was going on.
Stay, leave, get to the office, just get out of there.
My teachers would bring in TVs just to show us what was happening.
Bereft and shell-shocked.
You start just thinking back.
Probably about 5 years ago that I stopped, like, seeing it in my head all the time.
Every year I go through this, and I think many of us do.
I'd be lying if I said it wasn't in the back of my mind.
Conversation taking place all around America as we approach the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attack. Those are some voices of people we've spoken with over the past month. A decade is not a generation, but with 10 years of perspective, the events of the September 11th attacks have come to define many Americans internally or as a result of the actions they've taken since the attacks.
This is Levi from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. One of the things that I felt when 9/11 happened was just a memory of what had happened in Oklahoma City in the bombing here. There's a sense of relief that it wasn't happening here again, but there's also kind of this familiar sense of just helplessness. I was a senior in 9/11. I was in fifth grade during the Oklahoma City bombing. You know, that's just kind of shaped who I was as a child.
So one of our listeners, share your own story by calling 8778-MY-TAKE or post at thetakeaway.org. And with all the media commemorations of the September 11th attacks, you're going to hear lots of stories of people who were there at Ground Zero or people who had loved ones who died or were injured. The first responder stories will be told once again. But most people didn't experience September 11th that way. And our next two guests, I think, in some sense, typify the broader conversation that's going on around America. Harris Durrani joins us. He's a freshman college student at Columbia University, a writer who grew up in Connecticut as a Muslim at the time of 9/11, was in fourth grade. His dad worked in New York City at the time. Harris, good morning.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. And George Slotin, is that right?
Slotin.
Slotin is an opera singer and a sophomore college student. Now, you didn't grow up in New York. How old were you when the September 11th attacks?
I was in fourth grade.
Fourth grade. So yeah. You both are the same age. You watched them very much from afar, from South Carolina. What was that like?
I think, you know, with a youthful naivete, I think I didn't really understand the gravity of the situation at the time. And even being further away, I felt more, even away from, it felt a world away. You know, I never went to New York before fourth grade, so I didn't see it. I only saw it, you know, on TV, and so it seemed so far away to me, and I felt so detached from the situation. But, you know, as the days went on and we started to, you know, realize what was going on, we became a lot more attached to it.
Is it possible to say that those events marked some sort of fork in the road for you, and that in a way they might have drawn you here to New York to study?
I think so. I was very much involved with music then, and I had always had dreams and aspirations of going to New York at some point, and I think, this is the center of opportunity. So I thought, you know.
Well, George Slotin is exploring his opportunities as a student at New York University. Harris Durrani is a student at Columbia University. You grew up here in the tri-state area, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Connecticut, New York area.
And how close did those planes come to you, in a sense, stipulating right. that, of course, they came nowhere near any of us, right?
Yeah, they came very close. They impacted me a lot. My father was going to a business meeting in the city, and he saw the first plane hit the first tower. He said, he stopped. He said, "What the hell is going on?" And he just turned around and headed back home. I was in fourth grade, as you said, and when I got home, they didn't tell us in school. They let us out early from school. It didn't really register to me. I saw my mother crying in the living room, and I think at first I didn't understand the gravity of it either. And you know, my cousins and I, we had actually visited the towers that summer and made a little Lego figures of the Twin Towers. So for us, it was very much close to our hearts.
But looking back 10 years, those random kinds of impressions in the very beginning were devoid of significance. But looking back 10 years, was it a fork in the road for you, Harris?
I don't know if it was so much a fork in the road as so much something that guided me onto my path. I think it very much impacted Americans and the grief it caused, but it also impacted me as a Muslim American, in that I felt that I had to show that, you know, not all Muslims are terrorists.
You had to do that.
Yes.
Why did you have to do that?
Because of media, curriculum. I think it's something that as a minority we have to show our own value as well as any other American.
Did you succeed?
I don't know. I mean, progress is always in progress. And I think, you know, 9/11 also helped me become more to terms with my own identity as an American. because unfortunately, not like everyone else, I had to prove that I was just as much American as anyone else.
It's quite a responsibility there, Harris Durrani, a freshman student at Columbia University. How did your identity change, and what responsibility did you have either as an American or, I gather, as a Christian, right?
I was actually Jewish.
Okay, right.
So I went to regular school, and then I had Sunday school, Jewish Sunday school on Sundays. And I think growing up in a Jewish household in South Carolina, I was always taught the idea of tolerance. And, we tolerated every religious group. And I think, with Jewish persecutions that have gone for thousands of years, I believe that, we needed to, being a Jewish American, I felt I also had a duty and a job to continue my faith and to also, continue to help as much as possible.
In a way, is this 10-year anniversary as random as those initial impressions were of the attacks, or do you have more clarity about what this all means? Harris, you first, and then George.
Yeah, I think I do have much more clarity. I feel like now that we can look back on it, we can understand it more. And I feel that by this point, it's impacted me enough that I can truly understand it.
You're going to be on Ground Zero this weekend?
Yep.
Really? How about you, George?
Going to school in New York, I think, because, 10 years ago I was 1,000 miles away, and now that I live in the city and I walk to school every day and I see the building of the Freedom Tower, and I've seen it, grow in height over the past year, and I'll continue to see it grow over the next couple of years, I think I am much more connected to the situation, and I do have a better sense of clarity for the situation. I've been to Ground Zero. I was down at Ground Zero when Osama was killed, and I do plan to be over there this weekend.
George Slotin is an opera singer and sophomore college student, fourth grader during the 9/11 attacks. He grew up in South Carolina when 9/11 happened. He's now a student at New York University. And Harris Durrani is a freshman college student at Columbia University who grew up in the tri-state area and was a fourth grader as well when the 9/11 attacks took place. Thanks so much for being a part of our coverage.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Tell us your own story of remembering 9/11 by using the Takeaway iPhone app on our site. You can see a picture that listener Christopher sent us of a weathered calendar showing the date of Tuesday, September 11th. He explains, "It was the second day of my son's first grade. I thought it would be a great daily event to update the calendar each morning before heading to the bus stop. As you can see, we never updated or moved this calendar. My son is now a junior in high school, a silent reminder we see every day in our kitchen." I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.